The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
If you've lived in Humboldt County for a good while, then you have noticed the trend. Longtime Humboldt residents are making the difficult decision to leave for other states like Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Texas. But I believe there are three monumental changes affecting California's future that will turn this trend into a permanent exodus. The problem when good, hardworking people leave an area should be obvious. When the middle class leaves, it's hard to imagine how local school enrollments will stay up and how suitable taxes will be collected. With the California legislature running as a wild progressive dream, there are three things that would permanently cripple California: rent control, reversing Prop 13, and a hostile takeover of Pacific Gas and Electric Company. Let's look at all three. Once considered a third rail of California politics, an untouchable fortress, Prop 13 would be overturned by the radical left-wing establishment in California Congress. Politicians once feared crossing the threshold that caps property taxes and allowed for average people to flip their longtime homes into good money-making rental property. Besides restraining government spending, Prop 13 was a strong protector for incentivizing rental housing. A quick look at the Tax Foundation's 50-state survey shows California is one of the worst states in the union when it comes to taxes, but thanks to Prop 13, it only ranks 16 for best property taxes, while it ranks 49 for nearly the highest income tax. My point is, California is killing us on sales and income taxes, but thanks to Prop 13, we are still at least surviving with manageable property taxes. Overturning Prop 13 would lead to housing shortages for multifamily and single home locations. Overturning Prop 13 would scare away potential home investors from buying homes in the state. The next issue that threatens to close down California's economy would have a similar impact on rental property, and that is if the state and local governments start practicing rent control. It ironically does not help the poor, rather, it helps the privileged. We saw this in New York in the 1980s when the vast apartment spaces and expensive high-rise buildings were rented out to single people that locked in the low rent for many years. By artificially keeping the rental prices low, the rent control law takes away all the profits for the landlord. No profits mean no improvements. No profits mean no investing. No profits certainly mean no new homes. The last and most current issue that threatens to shut down our state has to do with electricity. The power company, PG&E, made some very poor PR decisions, as paying out the corporate bonuses when they should have fixed infrastructure. That rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. And of course, we're upset that our power was shut off for no good reason. However, I urge caution against the voices arguing for a state takeover. While there are public utilities in other parts of the country, please remember that our state government is very short on success and has no recent accomplishments it can point to. I don't think the radical left Congress in California has the talent or skills to run electricity up and down the coast.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.